بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمد و نصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد، فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اذکروا اللہ ذکرا کثیرا، صدق اللہ العظیم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers listening over the receiver, it is only the fadl karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us the tawfiq of sitting in the gathering of dhikr, in which we will take the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pondering over His greatness, His azmat, His kibriya, His generosity, His kindness, His love He has for us, the innumerable favors, the countless boons and favors Allah has bestowed upon us. Allah's nusrat, Allah's help, how it comes to us, Allah's protection. We will ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring this greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His love, into our hearts. And at the same time, we will remove from our hearts the greatness of every other creation, every other thing besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has filled our hearts, and the sins that have clogged our hearts. Respected friends, we are all on a journey. From the time we came into this world, we are on a safar. And we are all moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made it such that we will be tested. So there will be trials, there will be tribulations, there will be difficulties. Person is traveling on the road, there will be some oil patches, there will be a sharp bend. Suddenly some animal might just come out onto the road. It could be some enemy on the road. It becomes dark at times. Person goes through hardships, difficulties on any journey. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-safaru qit'atun min al-'adhab. A journey is a piece of difficulty. Why? Person on a journey, he cannot eat the food that he normally eats at home in comfort. Person takes food along, we call it as padkos, some bare minimum just to help him when he's hungry, he'll eat something, or he might stop at some restaurant or some cafe. Of course, it has to be halal. He doesn't take lock, stock and barrel, doesn't take his whole wardrobe with him. Bare minimum. And then his sleeping pattern changes. Those people who go to China on business, the hours are different, they are ahead of us. And the long journey, when they go there, they are so tired, they come back, they still need, they say jet lag, need some time to rest. So this is a safar. Yes, of course, during the safar, you get times and moments where a person is in comfort, is in peace. But generally, a person goes through some hardship. Now, like that, Allah has kept us in this journey, and we are all are moving. Now, this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no question of any U-turn. We all are proceeding, we have already commenced this journey. Many, many, many are those who have already completed this journey. And they have reached their destination. Some successfully, others are unsuccessful. But this journey, which is actually a examination, a trial for us, and there may be objects or hindrances or impediments, there may be some hardship, oil patches, incline, decline, some hill, some mountain pass. But there are signs There are warning signs. There are limits, speed limits. And en route, there are places where we can fill up petrol. There are garages, service stations. You have a puncture, there's somebody who can assist you. There are rest rooms. There are police also moving to assist you if you're in danger. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Anbiya alayhim salatu salam and our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's the final Nabi and Rasul, who gave us these guidelines, these signposts. We have the Quran. And all these things enable us to make our journey towards Allah a smooth sailing journey. So even though if we are faced with any hardship, we will be able to overcome that hardship with ease. There is a difference. What is a person is faced with a difficulty and there's nobody to rescue him, nobody to help him, nobody to console him, nobody to give him any support. He's all alone in the wilderness, in the jungle, surrounded by lions and tigers, ready to devour him. And imagine if somebody just comes suddenly to rescue him, a hunter with a gun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've mentioned it many, many times, and we will mention it tonight, and we will keep on mentioning till Allah gives us a tawfiq. We have to ingrain in our minds, in our hearts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah is too loving, Allah is too loving, Allah is too loving. Allah is full of mercy, full of rahmat. On Monday we discussed lessons of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we spoke extensively, and alhamdulillah, with only Allah's fazl and Allah's karam, many, many people found it very inspiring. So we make dua, Allah accepts it. Those who are not here, please, I'm not advocating that you must listen to my bayan. But if there is some benefit in some talk, and people can benefit, then there's no harm in saying that you listen to this or you can read this, so that you may also inspire yourself and you may get some directions. So those of you who haven't heard it, you can get the CD or you can download it. Inshallah, there are guidelines for the month of Ramadan, how to spend a month of Ramadan, how Allah's mercy comes down. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Why I'm mentioning this? Because we receive many, many calls and many emails where people reach an ebb and they lose all hope. Lose complete hope. They feel this is the end of their life. There's no sense in living. There's no assistance. I can't see any mercy. I can't see any love and affection. Now, there are various reasons for all this happening. But at the end of the day, the person has to realize, all of us have to realize, that these are tests we are going through. And we have to be positive and strong during these tests. No matter what the difficulty is, there are times when you have to exercise sabr and patience. You will shed those tears. You will cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not easy for a woman to lose her child. It's not easy for a woman to lose a husband, or a man to lose his wife. Person to experience a loss in his business, in his property. Person gets sick, illness. He was well, suddenly diagnosed with cancer. But these are those tests. What does a mu'min do during those tests? He turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes ruju' ila Allah. And that is our journey, ruju' ila Allah. And I'm just reminded, of course, that the kitab come out already, Hazrat Rahmatullahi had given this talk, ruju' ila Allah, years back, after the month of Ramadan. Allah made it such that it is compiled now. May Allah give those who compiled the book and put it into a book form, Allah Ta'ala give them jazai khair, so many as people can benefit. So we can read this book. It gives us hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Story of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. The ruju' ila Allah. We are all returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We travel by plane. Person is going for Umrah, for example. And in those days, there were people who went by ship. And they went through difficulties in the journey for Hajj or for Umrah. They had to travel days. Especially those who went by sea. You become seasick. And then all the difficulties you go through. And finally you reach after so long. Or not long ago we had to go via Nairobi. At the mercy of the people there. Sometimes you have to wait so many hours. And then when you reach Jeddah, then you've got to wait. Then you have to wait for your visas. Stand in a long queue. But after all those difficulties, when you reach Madinah Munawwara, or when you see the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you forget every single difficulty you experienced from the time you left home. At this moment, if it was possible for us to hear from any pious person who had left this world, who had passed on, any pious person who left this world, who is amongst the deceased, and if he had to explain to us the enjoyment he is getting in his qabr, the cool breeze of Jannah that is coming into his qabr, the nourishment he is getting in his qabr, if it was able for us to hear, and if it was possible that he had to relate this to us, then all of us would desire to go into the same route, same way, and also join the person there. But this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does Allah put us through these tests and difficulties? Because Allah wants to give us such a jannat, such a paradise, with such bounties, such aram, such comfort, there'll be no sicknesses, there's no hardship, there's no pain, there's no suffering, there's no difficulty, there's no fatigue, there's no toiling, there's no exhaustion, there's no sadness, there's no grief. It is only comfort, happiness, everlasting happiness, bliss. And the bounties of Jannat are such. Quran talks about the damsels of Jannat. Quran talks about the homes of Jannat, the rivers of Jannat, the fountains of Jannat, the food of Jannat, the fruit of Jannat, the peace of Jannat. All those beautiful bounties which we cannot even comprehend. We haven't seen. We haven't really heard of those bounties. We cannot imagine what they really are. Put all those bounties on one side. Even if you are not given any of those bounties, none of those bounties, but we are given this one bounty that we are able to see Allah in Jannat. That bounty is such, it is mentioned in the books of Hadith, a person will be busy enjoying his ni'mats of Jannat when suddenly it's sata'a alayhim noorun min fawqihim, and suddenly there will be noor encompassing all the inmates of Jannat. And they will look up. And they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will forget all the other bounties they were enjoying. Every other bounty. The man will leave his hur'een, the fruit and all the food, everything. He'll be looking at his Allah for long. So even if you were just given this bounty, the enjoyment, the happiness, the ecstasy, I swear by Allah, we cannot describe. So after all the difficulties you are given, that, now you got wusur ila Allah, you got your Allah. What are the hardships of this dunya then? Nothing. Why should we then lose hope? Why should we despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why should we become weak? Why should we have evil thoughts coming to our mind? If we are troubled with this waswasa, then ignore those evil thoughts and focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, shaitan plays games with us. And he makes this journey extremely difficult. Wallah, he'll say, no, no, this journey is very difficult for you. It's a dark journey. It's a hard journey. A lot of hardships. He makes your life full of misery. We are believers. Mu'min, we have Allah with us. We have Allah with us. A loving Allah. You know, once, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he is a young sahabi. We discussed him in one of the majlises. He's so lucky, he's sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same animal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Ya ghulam, oh youngster, listen. Ihfadillaha yahfadka. I've got some advices, listen attentively. Protect the deen of Allah. Ihfadillaha means protect the deen of Allah. Allah's awamir, Allah's nawahi, whatever Allah has commanded you, execute it, follow it. Whatever Allah has prohibited you, refrain, stay away from it. Yahfazka, Allah will protect you. Ihfazillah, Rasul continued. Again he says, protect the deen of Allah. In other words, do whatever Allah has commanded you to do. Whether it appeals to us, doesn't appeal to us, whether we can understand the hikmat behind it, or we cannot understand. I mentioned the other day, don't look at the hikmat of things. Make ittiba of the hukam. Hikmat ko mat dekho. Make ittiba of the hukam of Allah. Kiska hukam hai? Whose command is it? My Allah's, my Malik's command. Whether I can understand the words, yes, if you understand the hikmat, nurun ala nur, mashallah, you understood, and therefore you're doing it, it gives you some targheeb to do it, some strength to do it. So we are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it say? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, ihfadillah, Rasulullah said, protect the deen of Allah, tajidhu tujahak. I promise you, respected brothers and elders, just picture Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think how Allah is waiting for us. How kind Allah is. How loving Allah is. Tajidhu tujahak. You will find Allah in front of you. Whatever you need, Allah, Allah is there. Whatever your hajat, whatever you need, Allah is there. We are traveling. And imagine you reach your destination. Take Umrah because most people are familiar with that. When you land there, and as you are coming out, they call you on one side. And they've got the special cars waiting for you, VIP. MashaAllah, you are Mr. So-and-so, come. You are a VIP guest. Everybody else is still taking out their bags. Don't worry about your luggage, everything. You move with them. You don't have to go through customs, immigration, nothing. You come on the other side, your bags, everything are with you. And they give you not 5-star, 10-star. How do you feel? How happy you get? How happy you become. Exactly like that. In this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wants us to become VIP members. Allah wants us to become VIP members. During the journey, maybe with some difficulty, the toilet, the eating, the seat, it was difficult. But when you landed, now you're a VIP member. Sometimes it happens. There's a prominent person there. And you've got very good ta'alluq with that person. You're very close to him. And he holds your hand when he reaches there. Everybody salutes him. He's got his special card. They all recognize him. So they make way for him. But you're not invited. You're not a special person. Now they want to stop you. He says, sorry, he is with me. Imagine you're going towards Akhirat in Jannat and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. And Rasulullah tells the angels, he is with me, he's my ummati. That is why we have to connect ourselves to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to make ittiba of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want this nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is a person very great and we can talk about him and he's got such contact and he's such a high profile person. But that means nothing. You've got to be in his company. You've got to be his friend. yet to gain his love, that he says, this is, he's part of, he's with me. In anything of dunya, there are rules and regulations. Anything. Any game of the dunya also. Soccer match also. I'm not asking anybody to watch soccer or play soccer. But even in a soccer match, there are rules and regulations. There's a referee. And you don't abide by the rules. There are warnings. Yellow card. Finally, what he gives you, a red card. You are taken off the field. No matter how good a player you may be. My respected brothers and elders and mothers, listening over the receiver, Allah does not want to give us a red card. Allah takes no pleasure. Allah takes no pleasure in giving us a red card. Allah wants us to be successful. And this is what we have to ingrain. Allah wants us. Allah chose us. What choice we had to be in this beautiful ummah of Rasulullah. How lucky we, how lucky Allah actually chose us to be in the ummah of Rasulullah. What a great ni'mat. This alone itself, if you ponder every day, I'm an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khairul umam, the best of nations. Last to come into this world, first to enter paradise. And what favors Allah has given this ummat over other ummats, we cannot imagine. This month of Ramadan, Roza, fasting was also prescribed to others. But look at the rewards for those who fast in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are unique. Unique. Therefore, let us not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have full, firm reliance, trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To bring this barosa on Allah, tawakkul on Allah. Have this reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is musabbibul asbab. He is the creator of all means. Shariat tells us to make use of sabab, make use of means. No problem. Person is sick. He's expected to go to the doctor, make ilaj. But the difference between a believer and a disbeliever is both make use of asbab. Both make use of asbab. Believer gets sick and a disbeliever gets sick. Both will go to the doctor. Both will make use of the means. Go to the doctor, get an injection or get some medication. But the difference is that a believer does not have reliance and trust on that sabab. His direction, his nigah is on musabbibul asbab, on Allah. The disbeliever, his nigah, or his tawakkul, his barosa is on that sabab. Medication, if I take it, I'll get cured. And therefore, when the disbeliever doesn't see, get cured there with that medication, then he loses hope. Then he gets depressed. And so many other things in dunya, when he thought that this is going to be the thing that I am relying on and this is going to be my answer and solution, and when that does not turn out to be good for him and he fails in that, whereas he had reliance on that, then he loses hope to such an extent that he commits suicide. A believer is not like that. A believer will use it. And if that sabab does not work out, nothing. Allah did not make any asar and ta'athir on that means. Because he is musabbibul asbab. If Allah wished to make some asar effect on that dawa, he got cured. So the cure was not that medication, it was just a means. But Allah who put the effect in that medication, that is what cured me. And therefore we say, huwa shafi. He is the one who gives shifa. So like this, when we make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many people who are looking for halal rozi. They're looking for work. They can't find a suitable job. Of course, there are many du'as and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salatul hajat, and so many things a person could read. But sometimes shaitan plays games with you. And you try desperately, you can't get a job. So you don't lose hope. Allah knows. Allah is not restricted by any time plan. So Allah feels it is best for you to get it after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. But you have to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the dhikrullah, to remove from our hearts the yaqeen we have on asbab, yaqeen we have on the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are we going to have yaqeen only on? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Allah, as we make zikr, picture the alif, picture the lam, picture the ha, Allah, how beautiful Allah is. What sukoon? Allah has kept Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. No psychiatrist in the world, no psychologist in the world, no doctor in the world, no professor in the world can give you that sukoon, what Allah has kept in dhikrullah. You can take all the medication to de-stress you, but just one majlis of dhikr, one majlis, and you take the name of Allah in a beautiful way, pondering over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are sincere, you determine, you are a real talib of Allah. You are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want the irfan of Allah. You want the marifat of Allah. You want the ishq of Allah. You want the love of Allah. You want to become Allah's. Allah will give us that ishq, that muhabbat, that sila, that connection with Him. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make it possible for us. Remember, this is not an overnight solution. Lucky, lucky, lucky are those who overnight Allah made him his friends. It's not impossible. Like can make anybody now sending up from his majlis as a wali of Allah. But the general pattern of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has got this test for us. Allah wants to see our sincerity. Allah wants to see our dedication. Allah wants to see our loyalty. How true we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when Allah opens His floodgates of mercy, when Allah opens His floodgates of honor and dignity and respect, when Allah wants to pour, Allah wants to give us, Allah doesn't give like how we give to a poor person. It comes down in torrents. It pours down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate our hearts. So this month of Ramadan, we discuss already what we should do, what we shouldn't do, make hifazat of our tongues. Each Ramadan, there must be something we should think and ponder and reflect over our condition and say, I am lacking in ABC. So I will try my best now to improve on these things. I make a lot of ghibat. Oh, I become angry a lot. So let me try and remedy and cure these two problems I have. So in the month of Ramadan, make sure from the first day, you're not going to make ghibat of any person. The moment you attempt it, you hold back. The moment somebody is making ghibat, you move away. After a few days, you will see that you will begin to abhor and hate ghibat. You won't want to listen to any ghibah. Speaking about staying away from ghibah, there were many people, even in our own country, in our own town, who passed away on the 27th of Ramadan, who were not known people, they were not prominent people. In fact, some of them were poor, simple people. 27th of Ramadan, whilst fasting, and they found out, they couldn't discover any real quality or anything special about the person, extra wazifas or tahajjud or anything, besides that the person would always refrain from ghibah. And if anybody made ghibah, the person would move, put finger in the ears and move away. So, month of Ramadan, let us make sure we focus on some illnesses that we have, spiritual illnesses, and try and remedy that. There will be talks, there will be programs throughout. We mentioned the other day, kathrat of la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah in the month of Ramadan in abundance. This is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the special wazifa of Ramadan. What dua must make Ramadan? What dua? Read la ilaha illallah in abundance and make istighfar in abundance. Mentioned Salman radiallahu anhu hadith, where khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that day, amongst the dhikrullah in abundance, la ilaha illallah, and istighfar. When you do say la ilaha illallah, you're making istihdar of Allah. Now you're remembering, Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me. This will help us to get the taqwa, which I mentioned, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi mentioned, Ramazan ka mahina, siri hai, taqwa ke liye. Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is a ladder to getting to reaching taqwa. So we want that taqwa. There's it on the shelf. How are we going to reach so high? Take a ladder. What is the ladder? Allah has given us Ramadan, 30 days of Ramadan, 30 rungs we have. By the time you finish the last rung, you have got the taqwa. Then of course, after the month of Ramadan, to preserve the taqwa, there's another effort. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. Dhikrullah, we mentioned before, don't scream and make the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr make jahri khafi, not moderate, not be audible, but ponder over the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just imagine and think, it is only you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else exists in this world. And Allah is listening to you, and you are calling out to Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
आशिकों का मीना और जाम है
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah 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 Dil mera ho jaye ek meedane hu Dil mera ho jaye ek meedane hu tu ho tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil dard dil ho dard dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu allah 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 la ilaha illa allah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ومن مصبلا فد الله من مسكريم رحيم الله بكم أوزم يا الله يا الله يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود ومن يا الله give us your wood and محبت ما يا الله يا الله بكم أوزم يا الله Ya Allah, we are desperate, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in need, my Allah. Hum muhtaj hai, sarapa muhtaj hai. From head to toe, we are dependent only on you, my Allah. My Allah, we are faqir, my Allah. You have said, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Ya Allah, hum bikari ban ke aaye. Ya Allah, faqiruka bi babik, ubayduka bi finaik, wasailuka bi finaik. Ya Allah, we are sa'ilin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are fuqara, my Allah. We are your makhluk, my Allah. May Allah, you are a khaliq. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, this journey we are moving towards you, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make it be easy with afiyat for us. Make us reach our destination with ease, my Allah. Make us be successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us successful how you made your Anbiya alayhi salatu salam successful. How you made the Sahaba ikram successful, my Allah. How you made the Abrar successful, my Allah. The Muqarrabin successful, my Allah. Ya Awliya successful. Ya Allah, we are your weak servants, my Allah. We are your weak servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite so many advices that are given to us, my Allah. Despite reading Quran and Hadith and listening to wa'az upon wa'az and nasihat and advices and bayans upon bayans, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are still stumbling, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are still falling, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are getting caught in that oil patch, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are all alone, my Allah. Nobody around us to assist us, my Allah. There is nobody besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, ya Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You've got no partners, my Allah. There's nobody like you, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, there is nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Kabir, you are Akbar, my Allah. You are Qadir, you are Qadir, my Allah. You are Aziz, you are Hakim, you are Qabid, you are Basit, you are Mu'izz, you are Mudil. You are Sami', you are Basir, Hakam, Adal, Latif, Khabir, my Allah. You've got beautiful Asma. Ya Allah, you've got Asma'ul Husna and Sifatul Ula. Oh, my Allah, we are asking you tonight, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. Where can we go, my Allah? You show us where should we go, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no direction in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Guide us in all, every moment of our life, ya Allah. Guide us in our dunya. Guide us in our akhirat. Ya Allah, guide us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make this rasta towards you, mazidar, my Allah. Give us hayat al-tayyibah, my Allah. Give us sukoon in our lives, my Allah. We can't find that sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are bechain, we are pareshan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are restless, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are restless, ya Allah. Because of our own doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you want to favor us, my Allah. We know you are waiting to pour your ni'mat upon us. You are waiting to pour your marifat upon us. You are waiting, ya Allah, to put your noor into our hearts, my Allah. You are waiting for us to take the first step, my Allah. Help us to take this first step towards you, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Mughith, Ya Ghiyath al-Mustaghithin, Ya Akram al-Akramin, Ya Rahim al-Masakeen, Ya Arham al-Rahimin. Ya Allah, show us which word of yours, which name of yours we can take tonight, my Allah. Which sifat of yours we can express, my Allah, to draw your mercy, to draw your assistance, to draw your forgiveness, my Allah, to draw your rahmat, my Allah. Ramadan is coming, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, make us reach Ramadan with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us meet Ramadan with ease, ya Allah. With maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of such a'mal, especially in the month of Ramadan, that will draw your mercy, your maghfirat, ya Allah. That will cause us, ya Allah, to be safe from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us amongst those who are cursed in the month of Ramadan. Do not make us amongst those who are deprived of the blessings of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us for our Taraweeh Salah. Help us of Tilawat of the Quran, ya Allah. Help us for our Roza and fasting, my Allah. Help us to read our 5 times Salat, my Allah. Help us to make hifazat of our tongues and our limbs, our eyes and our ears. Protect us from making badnazri, my Allah. Protect us from zina and riba. Ya Allah, protect us from every evil thought, my Allah. Every evil action, my Allah. Keep us in the suhbat of the Salihin. Give us tawfiq of making i'tikaf in your masjid, my Allah. Make it be an excellent Ramadan. Turning point in our life, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make this journey towards you easy, my Allah. Only you know when will be the expiry date of our journey, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us fall short, ya Allah, of reaching our destination, ya Allah. Give us a Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. You have shown us, ya Allah. You have given us an example in front of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, exactly 1 year, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we can't help but mentioning, my Allah.
Ya Allah, you took away this ni'mat from us, Ya Allah. He became your pyar. He became your beloved, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have high hopes, Ya Allah, that you are going to give him the a'la illiyin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give him the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, he tried, he cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we were so blind and so deaf, my Allah. And we were so foolish, my Allah. We just couldn't understand what he was passing to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, now we realize, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized, although he is gone, my Allah, you are still here, my Allah. You will always be here, my Allah. You are Hayy, Ya Allah. You are Qayyum, you are Baqi, you are Samad, Ya Allah. You are Ghani. You are Allah. You are Malik and Khaliq, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, make us imbibe all the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive, Ya Allah. Quran and Hadith. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the teachings of our Salaf Salihin and Kabirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi's efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us bring all those advices he shared with us, Ya Allah. His teachings, my Allah, make us bring it, help us to bring it into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us also from your Muqarrabeen. Give us a beautiful mawt also, my Allah. Give us husn khatma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that mouth of ours be easy also, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. We are so happy with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want wusool to you, Ya Allah. Give us that wusool, Ya Allah. Make us reach you. Give us that connection. Give us that ta'alluq, that ma'iyyat with you, my Allah. That khas ma'iyyat with you, my Allah. Make us be VIP members, my Allah. Nothing impossible for you, my Allah. Your khazana is barpoor, my Allah. You experience no shortage, no deficiencies, my Allah. You give and give and give and nothing gets exhausted from your treasures. You have said, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Ya Allah, whatever is by us, it will terminate, it will be destroyed, it will get finished, it will get exhausted. Ya Allah, but whatever is by you will always remain forever and ever. Nothing decreases from your treasures. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing in favoring us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become true ummatis of Rasulullah s.a.w. Help us to inculcate the sunnat into our lives, my Allah. Make us from the zakirin and shakirin. Make these tongues of ours, Ya Allah, be moist and wet in your dhikrullah. Tilawat of the Quran, in good talks, deeni talks, my Allah. Don't make our tongues become filthy with ghibat and lying and cheating. Ya Allah, and evil of the tongue. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect us. Help us to stay away from every big and small sin. Every vice and every evil, Ya Allah. Hamari diloku musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make our polish our hearts, cleanse our hearts, remove the filth that has corroded our hearts. Ya Allah, all the muck and all the stain of our hearts. Ya Allah, wash it away, Ya Allah. Wash it away, my Allah. Fill your noor into our hearts, Ya Allah. Fill your noor into our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, become ours. Hamara banja. Hame tera banale. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we are dirty, my Allah. We know we are filthy. But cleanse and polish our hearts. Fill your noor in our hearts. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Make us from your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your thaat. Best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitdeen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, from the kaid of the a'da and mujrimeen, from the makr and the fareb of the munafiqeen, from the zulam and the udwan of the mu'tadeen, from the sihar of the sahireen. Ya Allah, protect us. Protect our parents, our wives, our family members, our children, our muta'alliqeen, our asatiza, our students, our musallis, my Allah. Allah, the musallis of this masjid, my Allah. Especially, Ya Allah, of this masjid, Ya Allah. The people of this vicinity and this town, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur wa ahfaz ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min jami'il baliyat wal afat wal ahat. اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us every sin we committed, major sin, minor sin, knowingly, unknowingly, broad daylight, darkness of the night, my Allah, whatever filthy gunas we committed, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai, oh my Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah, we are changing our qibla towards you, my Allah, our nigah, we are moving away from makhluk to you, you are our khaliq and razik, my Allah, Ya Allah, we have raise our hands in front of you, my Allah. Hey, my Allah, we are prisoners, my Allah, of this dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, the beautiful Jannat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Hawza Kawthar water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah, ya Allah, give us Maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Give us Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, make the Khaq of Baqi, my Allah. Be our Marqad, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be our Madfan, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, in the place, ya Allah, which is surrounded by Sahaba Ikram, ya Allah, close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, between the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and between the grave of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Hey, my Allah, hum na laiq hai. We don't deserve all this, my Allah. We have no other hopes, ya Allah. At least we can be raised on the day of Qiyamah, and at least we can get the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us go running to Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, he'll have so many people around him, thronging around him, his sahaba-e-kiram. Ya Allah, all the pious people of this ummat. Ya Allah, where will we be, my Allah? Ya Allah, but you make it such that he sees us from a distance. He opens his arm towards us. We go running to him. He smiles at us, my Allah. He embraces us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to put our heads on his Mubarak shoulders, my Allah, to feel the coolness of his chest on our body. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make shukar you have made us ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us a fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to implement his sunnah, his teachings, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us the Hawza Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from azab of the qabr. Save us from azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Save us from every big and small fitna, my Allah. Fitna of mahya and mamat. Fitna of the living and the dead, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, save our progeny and nasal from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ashratu sa'ah. Ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah. The alamat of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya all the minor sins are in front of us, my Allah. When Qiyamah will take place, you alone know best, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us to prepare for Qiyamah. Help us to prepare for the year after, my Allah. Help us to change our lives, my Allah. Help us to change our lives, my Allah. You are our Allah. We are your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not going to go anywhere else, my Allah. We are not going to leave, ya Allah, without you forgiving us, my Allah. Give us that confidence in you, my Allah. Make us feel, our hearts feel lighter tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts feel lighter tonight, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have undergone operations, ya Allah. Some of our students are not well, my Allah. Our friends and family members are not well, my Allah. Give them complete shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Allah, whatever pareshani any person has, my Allah, especially those who are here tonight, my Allah, they have come from far and wide, my Allah, they are ulama sitting here, my Allah, they are Quran hufa sitting here, ya Allah, elderly people, my Allah, young people, ya Allah, mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, don't make anybody mahroom, my Allah, to the ikhlas of one person, my Allah, to the ikhlas of one person, ya Allah, forgive me, forgive all of us, my Allah, remove all pareshani we have, ya Allah, Allah, whatever pareshani we have, ya Allah, jismani, ruhani pareshani, Allah. Whether it is a mali pareshani, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is wealth, ya Allah. Whether it is a financial problem, social problem, domestic problem, husband and wife problem, my Allah. It is a talaq problem, my Allah. If there's no happiness, there's no love and affection between husband and wife, husband and wife, ya Allah. You created muhabbat between husband and wife, my Allah. Ya Allah, if the parents have become defiant and disobedient, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, if the children have become defiant and disobedient to their parents, my Allah, ya Allah, make those children, ya Allah, the coolness of the eyes of their parents, make them become obedient to their parents, my Allah, ya Allah, make the parents be mushfiq and show them shafqat and rahmat upon the children, my Allah, ya Allah, those who have taken drugs, my Allah, or alcohol and liquor, my Allah, ya Allah, they've gone distant, they have distanced themselves away from your deen, my Allah, ya Allah, they have lost the iman, my Allah, oh my Allah, so many of them turn renegade, my Allah, so many don't believe in you anymore, my Allah. Oh my Allah, tonight my Allah, we have raised our hands with the greatest of hopes only in you, my Allah. Bring them back to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Give them iman again, my Allah. So many have got different thoughts about you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, they've got evil thoughts about you, my Allah. You are so tolerant and so patient, my Allah. You're not doing anything, my Allah.
You are loving Allah. Give them hidayat, may Allah. Give all of us hidayat, may Allah. We all in need of hidayat. Give us ilm nafi, ya Allah. Give us rizki halal, may Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of rizq and sustenance for us, ya Allah. Give us halal, may Allah. Give us plentiful, may Allah. Don't make us beg, ya Allah, from any person, may Allah. Don't make us muhtaj, may Allah. Don't make us muhtaj, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever dua we have, whatever jaiz murad we have, whatever hajat we have, اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرنا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله those of us who have intended umrah may Allah make a umrah easy and مقبول may Allah يا الله make it be such يا الله that now may Allah يا الله you make us يا الله your true friends may Allah يا الله make it be a different umrah may Allah يا الله what the مشايخ and our قابرين and سلف الصالحين يا أولياء يا الله يا الله type of tawaf they enjoyed may Allah يا الله with their خشية and their خشوع and their خضوع and their معية وديو may Allah we haven't experienced that may Allah grant it to us may Allah يا الله recharge our dead batteries may Allah يا الله when we stand before رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم make him be happy, my Allah. Make him have been waiting for us, my Allah. Don't make him turn his face away from us when we present ourselves before them, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept those who are going for Umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, accept those who are going on any deeni safar, my Allah. Those who are going da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Jama'ats are going out, my Allah. Mashayikh are going different places. Ufaz-e kiram are going for Taraweeh, different countries and places, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the Taraweeh of every Hafiz, ya Allah, maqbool, ya Allah. Make it be easy for them to recite the Quran in the best of ways, ya Allah. With tajweed, my Allah. Ya Allah, with khashiyat, my Allah. They must read in such a beautiful way, my Allah. Ya Allah, with complete khushu and khudu, my Allah. That your arsh must shake, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make our Taraweeh easy for us, ya Allah. And accept us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya and akhirat. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Especially, Allah, our family members, our mashayikh, our ulama. And especially, Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give him jannatul firdaus, a'la iliyin, my Allah. And all the other marhumin of this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Give the family sabr jameel, ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad mubarak wa sallim. Ya Allah, there are so many young people who are looking, ya Allah, for suitable, ya Allah, spouses, my Allah, and suitable partners, my Allah. They do not want to live a life of zina, my Allah. They're looking for pious spouses, my Allah. Allah, you find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them happiness and a blissful marriage, my Allah. Allah, those who are married, got no children, give them pious children, my Allah. Those who have children, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes. If they have passed on, make them maghfirat. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله give us ikhlas give us ikhlas give us ikhlas my Allah يا الله whatever effort is taking place دعوة التبليغ مهنة قبول فرما المشايخ يا الله the khanqas whatever مهنة they making accept it يا الله تعليم يا الله المدارس دار العلوم يا الله accept all the خدمة ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين